Friday, October 5th, the Capital Region Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is holding a fiesta to honor Hispanic Heritage Month. Dan Izari and Mickey Jimenez is now in the studio with us. Hello, guys. Welcome. We're so glad to have
hola,
you.
Hola, hola. Nice to be here.
So I was actually, you know, love to learn that there was a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Can you just talk about what you guys do and like what that is and just kind of give us like a little breakdown of what that is?
So full disclosure here, I'm actually the chairman of Capital District Latinos, and we are hosting in our building this event. And I am actually not a member of the chamber, but I'm here on behalf of, but our organization is, but I'm only recently acquainted with the organization, so I can't speak to the entire history of it, but mm-hmm. I can tell you what the basic function of chambers of commerce are. And they're basically organizations that are made up of business owners, entrepreneurs in the community that foster networking relationships in order to create business opportunities. So if you own a business and you're Latino in the capital region, we invite you to come to the event so that you can network with other Latino businesses in the area. And that way, as we get to know each other, we foster relationships and create opportunities for business.
That sounds wonderful. So mm-hmm. tell us about the fiesta this Friday.
So we are honoring a couple of people in the community. One is the owner of a business called Straight Line Industries, and they are a highway pavement marking contractor. Now, that is a very specific type of work, but if you know about contracting and you know about women and minorities, women and minorities have a hard time getting these types of contracts. So the state has created preferences for women and minority-owned businesses, but it's not an easy thing to register. So Pilar is the head of a minority and women-owned business. It's a Latino-owned business, and she's been in the community for a long time. Worked in a healthcare consultancy for a long time as well. And she has been a longstanding member of the community. And she will be honored as part of the festivities. And also Ladan Alomar, who is the executive director of Centro Cívico, which is a longstanding organization that had its origins back in 1986 in Amsterdam, the city of Amsterdam. So if, for those of you out in the listening audience who know about Amsterdam and its history, there is a large Hispanic population in Amsterdam. There is also a very large and growing, or not as large, but large and growing population here in Albany and in Troy, Latino population. So these organizations have been in the community, in the case of Centro Cívico, providing services for a long time in housing, healthcare, basic case management, and also childcare. So Ladan is a champion of the community, and she's been working for a long time to help the community gain a foothold.
That's fascinating to hear about, and I'm glad to hear that there are organizations that are working to support not only just Albany, but the capital region as a whole. So the fiesta is there to honor, but also I heard to fundraise. Could you give me more information about what we're fundraising for?
So I do know that the goal this year with this fundraiser with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is to focus on education. So we're looking at funding to help expand education among especially not only people of color, but to folks that are from Hispanic descent. So this fundraiser is really targeting education and helping elevate that in times where we know that, you know, high school dropout rates are very high. And so this year, the focus is going to be fundraising to have scholarships and other educational programs for young students in the community.
That's awesome. You can never put too much money in education. So when people come to this event and they come to this fiesta, what can they expect? Will there be food, music?
All of the above. So there will be some great Latino music. It's going to be, we're going to have some, a small band that's going to be presence there. We also have, it's going to be catered by
Casa Latina.
So there's going to be some great Latino food, and also there's going to be a cash bar. The ambiance is going to be beautiful because it's going to be in our courtyard. So hopefully we're praying for good weather. But, again, people are welcome to stop by. It's 160 Central Avenue. It's almost like this hidden, beautiful place and right in the middle of the city.
And this is Central Avenue in Albany.
Right in Albany between Robin and Lexington Avenue. And it's a beautiful courtyard. It's been redone. We have actually a fountain. So it's going to be really a very nice ambiance. Lights. We're having lights, music, and just a lot of great people.
And it's also in the what people might not know is that it's in the former St. John's Lutheran Church, which is a beautiful edifice erected around the turn of the last century. And originally a German immigrant population, a Capital District Latinos was able to purchase this building. And we are in the midst of continuing to renovate it. But currently we have our main tenant, which is Castle Island Bilingual Montessori School. It's the only bilingual Montessori school in upstate New York.
Wow.
And I don't know how many people are currently, our children are currently enrolled, but it is a wonderful resource in the community. So we took this church and we've decided to create a cultural empowerment and community engagement center. That's what we're calling it. And the idea is to bring people together who are trying to make a change in the community. It's Capital District Latinos is the organizing force behind it, but it is open to everyone who is in need of assistance and who wants to see, you know, some beautiful cultural events happening. So we also, on that side of it, we have a number of events that are coming up. So the chamber is one of those events.
So can you talk about maybe other events you're having in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month? Or are you guys having any more events?
Oh, yes. So I think I sent it to someone here, but it probably wasn't you. It was a whole series of... So we could talk about that. For instance, this Thursday, we're having a wonderful group that... what is the name of it? You want to read that, Mickey, and talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's heard of the art partners, Sakaya and Company, Inc. She's currently giving adult dance workshops at the fire station, the old Ladder 3 on Ontario Street in Albany. And she is now going to be focusing on Baile de Adultos, which is focusing on Latino couples, but adults. And so she's going to be giving six weeks of free dance lessons. And there's going to be a demonstration this Thursday at 5:30. So she's going to have a group of dancers come in with all the dresses and give a demonstration. And so we're trying to get folks in the community to get interested and participate so that they can be part of this ongoing event that we hope that will continue after the 6 weeks. So this is something that I think, again, is helping the community connect and do something fun and exciting.
It sounds like you guys have so many programs going on. Do you guys have volunteers at all?
Well, we're always in need of volunteers. see, this is a very organic kind of trajectory that we're on. So we purchased the building because the opportunity presented itself, and we've been successful through a program across the street. It's an opioid treatment program called Camino Nuevo. And so we are, Capital District Latinos was the driving force to create that. Mickey was the director of that program for a long time. Mickey is a nurse who has been in administration for more years than she would care for me to say, but she has a tremendous expertise, and we stole her from the clinic and brought her over across the street to head up the workings at the Cultural Empowerment and Community Engagement Center. And so we are now in the midst of creating, we've created an art exhibition space. We have, as I said, the Montessori School. We are in the process of getting Trinity Alliance to come in and run some of its programs, or one of its programs out of our space. We are about also to launch a series of classical music concerts in the sanctuary.
The sanctuary at the church?
At the church, not to be confused with this lovely, magnificent place that needs your support as well. The sanctuary of St. John's Church is exquisite. It has the most beautiful stained glass. It has it seats about 300 people.
Sounds wonderful.
And it's a wonderful space. So we are, as I said, we're in the process of curating this series of events for Hispanic Heritage, and we'd love people to come and check it out.
So tell us about Hispanic Heritage Month.
So I think it was Lyndon Johnson that started it back in the 60s. And the idea, I think, was, during the 60s, a very turbulent time, especially out west and in the east, in the Hispanic community. You had organizations like the Young Lords. You had organizations like the Farm Workers Union, Cesar Chavez, who was a force of nature. And so there was a lot of activity that was going on. So I think at that point, there was a decision to acknowledge the contributions that Latinos or Hispanic Americans had made to the greater society. And so a declaration was pronounced. And ever since then, we've had, as a nation, we've gone out to, or rather, we've celebrated the accomplishments of people from the Hispanic community, from who have Hispanic heritage. So a lot of people, to this day, it's hard to think about it, but to this day, a lot of folks don't realize that, California is a Spanish word. Tejas is a Spanish word. A lot of our nation's legacy is rooted in the discovery of the quote-unquote discovery of America, which is a whole other topic we could discuss. But it's a beautiful moment, and it's interesting. People don't know also that it's kind of bookended by like really important events, historical events in Latin America, right? So,
do you guys dig into any of these, historical or cultural significances at the festivities, or even just at any of your programs in general?
Sure. So, for instance, on the 13th of October, the 10th of October, it's a Wednesday at 6 o'clock, we have the legendary Jose Cruz, Professor Jose Cruz, professor of history or political science at SUNY. Jose, I'm sorry if I got that wrong, but he is a scholar. He is a musicologist. He will be presenting on Afro-Cuban history and music, because there's a strong connection, obviously, with the New World and the slave trade. And I'm Puerto Rican by birth, as is Mickey, and we are made up of Hispanic, conquerors and sailors and those rowdy people and African slaves and Taino Indians. So those three cultures meshed and have meshed across Latin America to create what is now known as the Latin American people, and in the Caribbean. And so we're celebrating that legacy. We're celebrating that with Jose Cruz's presentation about Afro-Cuban music. And as I said, he is an eminence in terms of musicology, and he is also a musician himself. So he'll be demonstrating rhythms, and he'll be talking about the intersection of Africa, Spain, and native indigenous culture, and how that all came together to form the music that we today know as Latin music or salsa or whatever you want to call it. So that's going to be a fascinating time. on the 13th, we're switching gears. We're going from like Afro-Cuban to like classical music. And you'll wonder, well, what's the connection there? Well, you know, we just like the African-American community and Caucasian community, classical music is practiced by people who, you know, love that music. And so there's going to be, I have a special place in my heart for this. First of all, we'll open up with an exhibition by a local Troy artist, by the way. His name is Armando Soto, Puerto Rican. He's one of the founding members of Taller Boricua. Armando Soto has this beautiful exhibition of mainly musical subjects. So he has people like Ray Barreto, who is a famous conga player, depicted in his work. Other types of scenes from the Puerto Rican community, Latino community. A lot of references in his material to Taino art. So if you come on the 13th at 1 o'clock, you'll experience a reception. There'll be food, music, and then you'll have Armando kind of holding forth. And Laudelina Martinez, who is the founder, is she the founder? One of the founding members of the chamber. And Laudelina, I'm sorry if I didn't mention you earlier, but I should have started out with your name. She's the owner of Martinez Gallery in downtown Troy that's been there for a long time. She is one of those people in our community who's a treasure and that we cherish for her knowledge, for all of the things that she brings to the table, her expertise in art. And she has brought Armando Soto to us and said, let's put this together. So we're going to have an opening reception for that. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to have the classical musical stylings of Violin YC. And Violin YC is two people, a duet of violinists, classically trained performers, one of whom is my niece. And she's Chilean and Puerto Rican, so she really brings like that whole Latin American, Caribbean tie-in together. And she's going to perform with her musical partner, of a wide selection of violin music, classical music in the sanctuary, which, by the way, has an incredible acoustics, and it's just going to be a marvelous time. And
I'm excited hearing about it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's really all the time we have for this interview. I do want you guys to talk about where, if people are interested in volunteering or just attending any of these events, if there's somewhere they can go online to find out more.
Absolutely. So Capital District Latino has a Facebook page, so that's one place that they can go. And also, if people just want to email me directly, my email address, and again, my name is Mickey Jimenez, and they can email me at mjimenez at promesa.org. And I'll get in touch with you. We are looking for volunteers. It's a beautiful venue. It's a great place to come and just see it. And then, especially when we have events, we're always looking for volunteers, including for this event on Friday with the Chamber.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, listeners, that was Dan Izzari and Mickey Jimenez telling us all about the Hispanic Heritage Month and this Friday's fiesta hosted by the Capital Region Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Visit nycrhispanicchamber.com to buy tickets. Thank you guys for joining us. We really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Stay right there. But for those of you just joining in, I'm Tatiana Morani.
And I'm Grayson Gerlich. And you're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine on WOOC 105.3 FM, Troy.
To learn more about the Hudson Mohawk